Welcome to the AAT to CIPFA Progression Route podcast, put together by AAT to give you a little bit more information about CIPFA and what the CIPFA qualification entails. Having completed the AAT accounting qualification and progressed to full membership, you're probably thinking, where do I go from here? Do I want to take on further studies? And if I do, what route do I want to take? And what can I expect if I decide to continue my studies with CIPFA? We've put together this podcast to hopefully help you answer some of your questions and to explain to you about the exams you'll need to take if you decide to study CIPFA, as well as letting you know what exemptions you may be eligible for as an AAT full member. As with anything, it's always best to be prepared, so I'll also be giving you a heads up on some of the things you could be doing now to get yourself warmed up before getting stuck into your CIPFA studies, as well as explaining how AAT can help you with this. You may already know that CIPFA is the main professional body for accountants working in the public sector. There are approximately 14,000 members and 3,000 students studying for its qualification, with most CIPFA members employed in the NHS, central or local government. In order to gain the CIPFA qualification, you not only need to pass a number of exams, which I'll come to shortly, but you'll also need to complete at least 200 days of validated work experience. The normal requirement is that students complete at least 400 days of experience, but as an AAT member, you can transfer 200 days of work experience to this requirement from experience gained whilst doing your AAT training. This forms part of CIPFA's initial professional development scheme, which also requires you to compile a portfolio of evidence detailing the work-based activities you have undertaken and have been validated by your employer. When this has been completed, you must submit this portfolio to CIPFA and attend an interview with a trained assessor who will appraise it. To meet CIPFA's work experience requirements, you need to receive a favourable assessor's report on the evidence you submit. In terms of exams, the CIPFA qualification comprises three stages: Stage 1, certificate level; Stage 2, diploma level; and Stage 3, final test of professional competence. There are a total of 13 CIPFA exams, with 4 at the certificate level, 7 at diploma level, and 2 at the final test of professional competence. As an AAT member, you would have completed the accounting qualification and therefore eligible for exemption from the financial accounting and management accounting papers at the certificate level. That means you will therefore need to successfully complete 11 exams in total to gain the CIPFA qualification. To help you start considering what you'll be studying, a full list of the CIPFA exams can be found from the AAT to CIPFA progression route page where you access this podcast. These exams consist of only written test style questions with a very limited amount of question choice available. Unlike the AAT exams, there aren't any multiple choice questions. Now I'll talk a little about the exams themselves. CIPFA exams have two sit-ins each year, with the first in June and the second over November and December. The pass mark for each of the certificate and diploma level papers is 50%, and at the final test of professional competence, or FTPC, stage, there are two exams. The same as the certificate and diploma level exams, the first 10 minutes of the strategic business management paper is reading time. The finance and management case study is effectively a one-day exam. The exam is 6 hours 15 minutes long, with a 60-minute break between the morning and afternoon sessions. Elements of the material for the case study are pre-seen, and the remainder of the material is issued on the day. There are normally 4 main questions to answer in the case study, with at least one of the main questions usually requiring students to produce a formal report. The case study carries a pass mark of 40%, and you must obtain at least 15% on each question in order to pass. If you choose to progress to CIPFA, you would almost certainly notice that the questions you'll encounter can be quite long, and as a result require a reasonable amount of reading. The questions also tend to have very unstructured requirements, which means that one of the first things you have to do is to decide for yourself what the examiners are asking for and what you should be saying. This means that a key skill you need is to be able to organise your thoughts logically, as well as feeling confident you can communicate your answers clearly in writing. If you feel this is a skill that you don't have at the moment, or that you'll be unable to develop successfully over the coming months, you should really consider whether going on to study for an accountancy qualification like that offered by CIPFA is right for you. As you know, AAT exams are broken down into manageable tasks, so you can always see clearly what is going on and what it is you need to do. You've probably picked up already that CIPFA exams are very different from the ones you've come across before with AAT. As I mentioned earlier, AAT members who have completed the accounting qualification are eligible for exemption from the financial accounting and management accounting papers at the certificate level of CIPFA's professional exams. Obviously, as you are eligible for exemption, there should already be a high level of familiarity with the content within these modules. However, there may be some specific topics you have not come across in detail before. To help you with this, we have gathered together a list of main topics making up these two exams, which again is available from the AET to SITFA progression route page. Based on the studies you would have covered as part of the AET qualification, we expect you'll already be familiar with most of the subject matter. You may not have studied some of the areas in detail before, and if that is the case, then we recommend you try to get to grips with some of the basics relating to any topics in these modules that you're not sure about before you commence your studies with the certificate level exams. You may well find that as you progress with your SITFA studies, there are topics from these earlier modules that will be assumed you have knowledge of, so this preparation will obviously be of help for you. You may already have access to materials covering these areas, but if not, it's worth noting the AET will be adding a range of learning resources exclusively to you as an AET full member to help bridge any particular gaps you might have. So check back regularly to see what's been added, or if you have a specific area you would like to see covered, please let us know by emailing us through the link available from the AET to SITFA route page. Here I've only covered the AET to SITFA progression route, but our website also includes similar detailed information for some of the other common progression routes. Take a look at these sections and you'll be able to get a better idea about how they would affect you. A final suggestion for you, if you haven't already taken advantage of it, is to take the career questionnaire we've developed. If you're unsure which route of further study is best for you, give it a try, as it's designed to aid your decision as to which of the further qualifications would be most suitable for you. Again, like the other materials I've already mentioned, the career questionnaire can be accessed from any of the progression route pages. I hope you found this podcast helpful and wish you the very best of luck with your future studies.